Right, Sinn Féin has condemned online loyalist abuse of one of its councillors who teaches in North Belfast. The Craigavon Sinn Féin councillor, Catherine Seeley, has been teaching at the Boys Model, a state school in a strongly unionist area. The Protestant Coalition has objected and there have been online threats and abuse. The Sinn Féin education spokesman, Chris Hazard, is on the line. Spell out the background for us here, Chris. What's happened?
Good morning, Stephen. Well, in the last over the last week, there was the unfortunate situation where the Facebook site has posted up various details of a teacher teaching in a school in North Belfast, and what can only be regarded as a very threatening and intimidating situation.
Well, the Protestant Coalition says it condemns any threats or intimidation.
Well, I'm afraid that horse has bolted. When you look at the Facebook site and the comments underneath. There cannot be any debate about this, and the people on the site must be responsible for the comments that are also on the site, and the people that post up.
Well, not necessarily. Actually, people can post comments on a site without the administrators knowing about it. But let's get to the heart of this story. What has actually happened to this teacher?
Well, the teacher herself has felt intimidated. Has felt that she cannot go to her work free from threat and harassment, and is not able to go back into the workplace. And worse from that, what we have actually seen here, and I think this is, you know, some of the real problem we're getting to, is that political unionism have walked away from the scene. We have seen a complete dearth of leadership. Where's Peter Robinson and Mike Nesbitt on this issue? Are they supporting the Protestant Coalition? These are the people, remember, that they briefed during the Haas talks. Are they now supporting this campaign of threat and harassment?
Well, of course they're not going to. Of course they're not going to support any campaign of threat or harassment. And to suggest that they would do so is outrageous. There is no evidence whatsoever that they are supporting any harassment or threat.
Exactly. There's no evidence whatsoever, Stephen, that they're actually coming out against it as well. So their silence is deafening.
Well, let me read.
Can you imagine, Stephen, the absolute political furore if a teacher from the Ulster Unionist Party, the DUP, was teaching in West Belfast, and Sinn Féin had went about intimidating and harassing the same way the Protestant Coalition, your phones would be off the hook for weeks. This is what we must get to. Peter Robinson must stand up. He talks often about a single education system, but is he really telling us that Catholics need not apply? This is the very heart of the matter, and the lack of comment from the DUP and the Ulster Unionists on this situation is an absolute disgrace.
Well, we have been asking the DUP to come onto the programme this morning. So far, they're not doing so, and we're currently chasing the Ulster Unionist Party. There is a statement here from the DUP. It's just dropped into me right now, actually. Let me read it to you, Chris. It says, from the DUP, we are not aware of any threats being made against the teacher, and there should not be any violence or threats against anyone in public life. Anyone who has anything to say should do so in the appropriate manner and through the appropriate channels. Now, this statement continues. From the DUP this morning, parents have expressed their concerns to us about their children being taught history or politics by someone who has participated in the commemoration or glorification of IRA terrorists. They regard this as a very serious issue. It is for the Board of Governors and the principal of the school to manage the situation in the best interest of the pupils and all concerned with the best interests of the school. So this story is moving on now. It's not silence anymore from the DUP, Chris Hazard. There you have the DUP pointing out that they're being contacted by parents who are concerned, quote, by someone who has participated in the commemoration or glorification of IRA terrorists.
What we have, Stephen, here is the DUP speaking out of both sides of their mouth. They can't have it both ways. They need to stand up. Do they actually support the right of young women to go to their work free from threat and harassment, or do they not? They must make it clear and stand up against this rejectionist sectarian rabble. That's exactly what it is. This is small-minded sectarian mentality, and they need to stand up. Whenever you see young pupils in her school standing up and coming out in support of the teacher, who are the real leaders here? To me, it's the young boys in the Boys Model who are actually showing the leadership here, not the DUP. It's easy to issue a statement 5 or 6 days later when you don't condemn or you don't condone and you speak out of both sides of your mouth. Well, that is not leadership, Stephen.
This teacher gave an interview which was published in 2008 entitled Women in Struggle Interview, Catherine Seeley. I'm just not too sure where this was published, but I'll find out and credit them in a second or two. And it was on the Sinn Féin website, is that right? And it said, if it wasn't for Ogra, Ogra's the youth Sinn Féin, isn't it, Chris?
Yeah.
If it wasn't for Ogra, I would be extremely limited, said this teacher, in what I could do for the struggle. Before Ogra, I tampered in a little journalism, which was always both political and Republican orientated. However, it is thanks to the existence of this youth wing of Sinn Féin that I'm able to play a more prominent role in the struggle. What is the struggle?
I'm totally flabbergasted by the comments. So are you telling me that people can't have a political perspective?
I'm asking you what the struggle is. I'm not telling you anything.
Don't have a political perspective.
What struggle?
Our teachers don't have a political perspective.
What struggle?
Everybody in life, human world, in life, are humans. We all have political perspectives. We come with religious beliefs. Some of us have no religious beliefs. But we're able to get on our jobs. It does not affect our jobs. Are you telling me, Stephen, that you know people can phone the BBC and say, I'm worried that you know Stephen Nolan's from a particular part of Belfast, he's not fit to do his job? This is absolute crazy, and we're getting away from the main point of it here. Political unionists are not showing the leadership required. Why are they not standing up and completely condemning what we are seeing here? They need to do it.
Well, you've just heard a statement from the TP condemning any violence or any threat.
Yeah, and then what do they go on to say? They speak out of both sides of their mouth, Stephen, as usual. They go on to keep all camps, trying to keep all camps happy. It's not good enough.
This teacher also said in this article in 2008, we attend and help organise marches, demonstrations and commemorations in our local area. This is presumably what the DUP are talking about in their statement today. Be it for the hunger strike at Easter or indeed to remember our Republican dead.
And your point being, do DUP members not attend marches, not organise events? No. This is the sort of behaviour that any political party will be involved in, that any youth wing of a political party involved in. I don't remember any big furore whenever an SDLP teacher or a DUP teacher, a unionist teacher before, has ever been asked these questions. So why should a Sinn Féin teacher be asked these questions of her now?
Where is this teacher now? Well, is she going to go back to school?
As far as I'm aware, there is now going to be a meeting this week between Catherine, the school, and education representatives, because we can't have the situation where a teacher can be returned to work if they don't feel free from threat and harassment.
And do you know this teacher well?
I know Catherine well enough. I have spoken to Catherine a number of times since this event has taken place. Like any young woman, she wants to go about her work. And again, when you look, I've seen some of the comments left by some of her pupils who are severely annoyed at what has happened, and they have come out in support of their teacher, who they've said, and I see the Irish News today was quoting some of them, that she was doing a fantastic job and she should be allowed to go about her job without this threat and harassment.
You know, if I just get into this, Chris, I'm trying to give you an opportunity here, because obviously we can't speak to Catherine. I guess one of the questions that some from the Protestant Coalition might have, for example, is did this teacher in the past support which type of struggle? The armed struggle or not?
Again,
do you know
I
the answer to that?
I fail to see the relevance of the question, Stephen. You know, and this is what we need to get to. All teachers come with a political affiliation, all a perspective on life or whatever it may be. You know, this is what it's about. You should be able to go to your work free from threat and harassment. And again, I put the question back. If the shoe was on the other foot, if this was a unionist teacher or a teacher with a unionist perspective, going to a campaign,
but it is completely...
and Sinn Féin went about a campaign of threat and harassment, your phone lines would be off the hook
okay.
all week long.
But you don't think it is relevant for me, and let's distance this from this teacher, because I do not know what her view is. But you're trying to tell me that it is irrelevant whether there would be a teacher teaching children in this school who supported violence.
Well, I'll turn you.
And I don't know that that's the case
Stephen,
towards this,
and
this
the
teacher.
The quotes from the pupils who went on social media stood up. It's very easy to sit back and be silent, like the unionist parties are doing. But these pupils stood up and said, not once did they ever feel that a political perspective tainted a class. So I'll take them students on their word, and there you go. Them students come out and said that Catherine was a brilliant teacher and that it's a disgrace the way she's been treated. So I will take the word of her students who had the hand-to-hand dealing with Catherine in the school.
Mike Nesbitt's issued a statement now. These statements, why do these people not come on and speak?
Six days later.
We believe passionately in a shared future, says Mike Nesbitt. This means we must all accept there will be new normals, including members of one of our traditional communities becoming embedded in the other. In this specific, if parents, pupils or indeed staff have genuine concerns, there is no shortage of resource and guidance to find a solution without recourse to sectarianism and intimidation. So both unionist parties condemning any notion of threat or violence.
And did they issue any statements before the Protestant Coalition made an issue of this? There was no complaints in the weeks before the likes of Willie Fraser come out and said this, was there? No, absolutely not. The Protestant Coalition have been on a campaign here. This is a witch hunt, an absolute witch hunt. And now, 6 days after the event, the two political unionist parties issue contradictory statements to keep both camps happy. It's not good enough. It's not leadership from what we require, and we need to see more from them.
Will this teacher be returning to the school?
Well, as I say, in the next few days, or as soon as possible, Catherine will be meeting with education representatives and the board and the school to see how they go forward. We can't expect a teacher to go back into a workplace unless they are free from threat and harassment.
And what just now that this is out there, it's on the agenda, everyone in that school will be aware of this, Chris. If a pupil were to approach Catherine as a teacher and start asking her what her political beliefs were, do you think that she should close down and say, look, it would be inappropriate to comment, and that she should remain neutral? Or do you think she should tell him or her? It's a boys' model, so
I am sure Catherine would handle it in a very professional manner. As I say, she just went through the required teacher training. All teachers are the same. It's the same in any school, Stephen. If you take, as I say, somebody with a unionist perspective, maybe teaching in a Catholic school or somebody in an integrated school and they ask them questions, teachers must deal with these issues sensitively and as the issue arises. And I'm sure Catherine is more than able to do that. And as I say, I'd point to the quotes from the young pupils from Catherine's school in the Irish News today, who said never once did they feel their class was tainted by any political perspective. Catherine is a very professional teacher, and I no doubt in Catherine's ability going forward to remain a very professional teacher.
What's happening, by the way, to the relationship between Sinn Féin and the DUP? This is the party power sharing with you in government.
Well, I think, again, there's a great frustration amongst not just Sinn Féin members, but the wider public at the complete lack of failure from Peter Robinson to lead. Peter Robinson is supposed to be the First Minister, and time again, all we are getting from Peter Robinson is silence in the DUP. These are big issues. People want to see leadership. Whether it's the comments from the Orange Order's George Chittick's at the weekend or the likes of the Sinn Féin, all there is a reflection of a very narrow sectarian and bigoted mentality. The lack of a response to that, to stand up and to challenge that, to show that you're invested in a shared future, leaves people very, very frustrated.
So are you losing faith in the DUP as a power-sharing partner?
No, I don't think it goes as far as to say losing faith. We want to see more. We need to see more from the DUP. Are they in power-sharing for the betterment of everybody, or they're in power sharing for themselves and they're for their own narrow political agenda? We need to see power sharing for the people.
So what do you want the DUP to do? What do you now want them to do in this case? What could they do?
Challenge the Protestant Coalition. Challenge this narrow sectarian bigotry. That's what they have to come out and do. They have to come out and show they're committed to a shared future. Peter Robinson will talk, and coming up to election, no doubt he will come out again and talk about a single education system. He has to show that he's invested in that future, that a single education system doesn't mean that Catholics need not apply for these posts because they're going to raise questions about their political affiliations. They must stand up tall against this. Martin McGuinness has done it in the past. He has stood shoulder to shoulder with Peter Robinson and faced down Republican elements. Peter Robinson has totally and utterly failed to do the same.
Well, he would deny that 100%, wouldn't he?
Well, I'm sure he would, but it's again, if you don't come out and do it, then you create a vacuum for people to be able to say whatever they want. And the people are in no doubt. Peter Robinson is not standing up to the elements that he needs to do. He needs to show the leadership required from a First Minister.
This festering relationship between you and the DUP, what's the end game here?
Well, I, I don't think there's any situation of an end game. We need to see, and the people demand it. In these tight economic times, people want to see, you know, situation getting on. People want to see, you know, their political leaders standing up to problems and delivering on problems. That's what they want to see.